Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
After 7 p.m. It is the home stretch hour. That is, of course, the last hour of the show. And thank you so much for staying with us. It is our favorite feature of the week. It is Entrepreneurship and Small Business Wednesday. And today, I've got the pleasure of speaking to Sislindile Mimi Mbanjwa, who is, of course, the founder and CEO of L Produce Health. And she'll be telling us a little bit about her business, where it started, and most importantly, what lessons has she learned. And as we get to know her, those of you who are aspiring entrepreneurs, perhaps who've never even had the opportunity to speak to her, but you might have been following her from a distance, today is that time when we have this conversation. And I believe already she's on the line. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening. How are we?
I'm so okay. Thank you so much for asking. And yourself?
I'm good. Can't complain. Thank you for having me on your show.
Ah, fantastic. People who say they can't complain, it means they have money. That's how I interpret it. Am I correct?
Don't start.
I mean, if you say it means you don't have problems, you know, like the rest of us who've got problems. Well, now you don't have problems.
I'll reserve my comment.
That's another way of saying yes, that's correct. You didn't deny it, so we'll take it as okay. Did you have a good day?
I can just say we are blessed. Thank you.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic.
I had a busy day, yes. Thank you so much.
Ah, okay. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Really appreciate it. We've got this feature called Entrepreneurship, and this is where we speak to people like yourselves who are running businesses. And but before we get into that one, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, if you can, and what exactly does your company do?
Okay, just a little bit about myself.
Yeah.
I'm a female, born and bred in KZN, Durban. I was raised in a township called KwaMashu Township.
Yeah.
And born Adventist from the KwaMashu Central Church. And I studied nursing from the University of KwaZulu-Natal.
Yeah.
My four-year degree there. And then specialized in critical care and trauma, where I worked as an ICU nurse for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I did my public health, master's in public health, and then that's where I was exposed to your research organizations.
Mm.
The private ones were dealing with a lot of HIV studies, different studies.
Yeah.
I was awarded the research fellowship. Then I was in Australia, most of the UK countries. And then came back to South Africa because of the exposure that I received.
Yeah.
I knew that within our healthcare sector, we needed to do more.
Yeah.
So I then ventured into my next passion, which was medical selling. I worked as a medical rep for pharmaceutical companies. So that's where my business sense or business cape came from, mainly because it was all about selling. And I was exposed to traveling. I was working all over KZN.
Mm.
I had to touch areas that I never touched before. Mm. So that's also grew a passion within me. I was able to explore myself more and realize that I've got potential to do more than just bedside nursing.
Yeah.
So I spent close to 9 years in that field before I grew another muscle to say, you know what, let me leave everything behind and start my own business. To such an extent that the partner that I am working with now, I met him during my ventures, you know, as a medical sales rep. So, it had its positives in it. So,
Okay. So if you had to itemize the products that you actually do or the service that you actually provide as L Produce Health, how would you itemize it?
So I'd say that we are a medical recruitment agency, but we have three more banners underneath us, which focus. So I'll say one thing about being in business. You just don't stick to one business.
Mm.
You end up giving birth to smaller babies.
Mm.
So because of the burnouts in healthcare within the healthcare sector, this baby was born during COVID, the COVID era.
Oh, okay.
So when more, just to put it, so we were able to supply pathology laboratories with nurses.
Okay.
We were able to supply ICU units. We were over indebted with the need of nurses at that time. So I think other medical recruitment agencies were not coping with the demand.
Yeah.
Then we stepped in and we were able to close the gap. But obviously it was a big high, which came about, you know, if you're looking at a graph that goes so high, then we came down crashing as soon as COVID was over.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it will be part of the questions that we will answer when we speak business.
Yeah.
It's not only a rosy road. It's, it gets its thorns along the way. So, yeah.
Sure. That's interesting. Now, that was a brave move during COVID, at the height of COVID, when most people wouldn't even have thought of venturing into business. And here you are venturing into that. What drove that?
Because we were stuck at home, you know, we couldn't go out as sales rep to go and meet the clients.
I
remember telling my manager at that time that, you know what, I'm resigning. He's like, what, you mad? You can't resign now. You know, you just stay at home. Do the virtual calls of whichever client you can do a virtual call on, see what you can do. But there was that, I'll always say, maybe God was speaking to me, you know, saying, step out to the great unknown.
I think
that's why I always say all the prophets in the Bible, they were rich because they had to do this walk of faith.
Yes.
You know? So I had to take the leap of faith. You know, it was dark. I had no idea what I was doing.
Yeah.
But I thought to myself, you know what? I don't have a child. So I think I feel sorry for people with kids. For me, I thought, I'm really going to struggle, even if this thing goes down. I only want my parents to be my parents. They're well kept. They can look after themselves without me. So, I ventured out, and then I started this thing. So I had partnership, and at that time, I knew that it's easy in demand.
Mm.
So every time you're starting a business, if it is an answer or a solution to your problem, that's one tick, meaning that you are doing something right.
Yeah.
So, and we're still here by the grace of God. So,
Okay, that's interesting.
It speaks volumes on that as well. It does.
I mean, a lot of other companies, especially the pharmaceutical ones, would report also a plateau in revenue after COVID, because if it were to go by them, they wouldn't even have wanted COVID to come to an end, right? Because that was a time when they were making a lot of money. And I suppose even other businesses like yourselves that were, I suppose, in demand at the time, might have also have been those businesses that were actually making money during that time. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that in just a moment. But what would you say makes your recruitment, particularly the recruitment side of things, because like you said, there's other babies as well to diversify what you do. But what would you say sets your recruitment aside from any other?
It's the skills development that we... it's like a complimentary service to, it's what makes us stand apart from other recruitment agencies out there. The fact that we not only focusing on South African recruit.
Yeah.
Countries as well. So without a job, if they are sitting in South Africa without a job, we are able to connect them to international countries like Saudi. We've got Saudi.
Okay.
We've got the UK on our bag as well. And we've just joined partnership with Nigeria. Some countries are really looking into partnering further.
Yeah.
You know, we have a team also in Congo. So, yeah, soon we might be going to Namibia. Yeah, it's still in the bag. So, but it means that if South Africa... to stay here, because that's what COVID, you know, like you were saying, the plateau went, things went down in terms of revenue, but it doesn't mean stay in that same place. You can venture out to other countries as well. But within the South African market, I will say it hasn't been easy.
Yeah.
You are swimming with big sharks. You're swimming against the current.
Mm.
And also the hospitals themselves, they're not seeing that much of admissions.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With the medical aids, they've tightened up everything now. It's not everybody who gets admitted.
Yeah.
It's unlike before. So the economy has really taken a knock in all sectors.
Yeah.
And we are practicing only in the private sector. We have no footing in the state sector as yet. So, yes. So, yeah.
Sure. No, that's really interesting. That's really interesting.
But the skills development component of the business, it's what has been keeping us afloat, because we are able to offer training, refresher courses to our nurses. And also we have ventured out to multidisciplinary teams now as well.
Yeah.
We're not just focusing on nurses. We do dietitians, podiatrists.
Okay.
Biokinetists.
Yeah.
If it's within the medical fraternity, then we are able to take care of it. Yeah.
Okay. Just as a side question, do you offer skills development for I suppose people in the medical space, like doctors and all that, on a business kind of running objective? Because you find that some practices just never make it because the books aren't balancing the way they should.
What we were offering during the COVID era, while everybody was still at home, we had joint partnership with one of the Microsoft companies because unfortunately in medical school or in the nursing school, they don't offer any curriculum on technology. It's something that you learn along the way.
Yeah.
Obviously they'll give you the basics of Microsoft and how Excel and no major training even on how to run a business, you know. So we don't offer that at the moment, but we did offer courses on Excel, Microsoft, that kind of technology, because a lot of hospitals were also transitioning from using paper to being paperless electronic devices. So most nurses were taking a knock, especially the elderly nurses were really struggling with their devices. So we're offering that kind of support.
Yeah.
Okay, another thing that I want to mention that we offer is wellness days, screening, community drives.
Yeah.
So I think out of all the medical recruitment agencies that I know, we are the ones that are doing that the most.
That's fantastic. Mm. That's fantastic. Now, let's talk about raising capital to start this business, especially during COVID times. How did you find it? Or was that a thing for you which was not a major thing, needing money to start this business?
It's tough.
Mm.
I won't lie. Being a black South African woman, it's tough. I mean, there's no door that opens up. So I'm not saying people mustn't go to business, but it needs you to have thick skin.
Yeah.
It's not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah.
I don't know how many business funding applications that I did.
Sure.
And when you think you're almost there, they will mark you down and say, oh, you're not generating enough revenue for us to fund you.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're already having millions, what's the use of funding someone who has millions?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think the strategy or how this thing has been positioned, it's not working for the black community at the moment as South Africans. I think we've failed ourselves there when it comes to black people starting businesses. And it's funny how the banks will give you a loan for an expensive car because they know it's depreciating in value.
Mm.
But when it comes to business, they'll say, we think about it. Come back when you're making, you're still making 300K a month. No, we need 600K a month. Yeah. Then we can fund.
Yeah.
Hi, boy, guys. So, it's tough. It's really tough. So I had to, it's really tough. I don't know if maybe there's someone out there who's listening. They really have to change.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's the business is something that I'm passionate about.
Yeah.
It's something that I dreamt.
Yeah.
Me up at 3 o'clock, I'll tell you everything about it. I won't miss a thing.
Mm.
So I had to end up doing partnership, you know, and get a business partner who will invest in the business.
Mm.
And that's the only way I saw it growing. And even with that, it was really a grace of God. You know, when they say you do find people who are destiny helpers, that what's happened for this business.
Yeah.
So the business partner that I have was really got sense, because we were able to, you know, close gaps, close those small loops. We were able to call back some employees that we had said, you know what, stay home, we can't afford salaries. So we did go through that phase of even... the premises, you know, we had a sweet landlord who was understanding. So I think the landlord saw us during the peak times, like, these people will bounce back.
I've seen
the
them.
Rooms,
So
no, every time I see a business closing down, I do feel bad, because I know what it takes to start a business, and for it to close down, I know the owner is hard. Broken.
Yes. Now, you run a very interesting business, I must say. And like you said, you've made countless applications for funding and all that. For this type of business, without necessarily going into the detail of the capital, you know, outlay that's required, is it prohibitive?
Yeah, I would say it is. And the what would make it stand apart is because it's, you know, the when it comes to the revenue generation of the business, obviously you have to, with me, all of my, like, if I were to die now, thank God I've got no kids, all my pension, all my savings, everything went into starting this business. Right? So, like, if I die today, I'm just dying. No one is getting anything. But the beauty of seeing yourself losing everything, and it's like you're planting a seed, right? Where no one sees on the ground what's beneath. Meanwhile, it's still developing its roots. And the moment it starts to sprout out, then you see it. And it grows. You have to care of it. You have to make sure there's enough sunlight, there's enough water. So the nice thing about it is that a lot of clients are getting used to us now. They are relying back to us. As much as we are fighting AI, who's recruiting nurses or other missiles on their own, but we still say AI is there, but can they really make sure that this person is genuine, is real? There's something that goes beyond our feelings. So we are there. We do the whole recruitment process of ensuring that the candidate is suitable for that job spec.
That's very true. And then talk about your customers. Do you remember your first customer, and how was that experience? I'm sure it must have been the most exciting, knowing that it validates your business case.
It was. But with clients. One thing I'll say, the client will be happy for as long as also they are getting what they want.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
So the moment things also, when the tap was closed on their side, they didn't need the services we were offering.
Yeah.
They had to, you know, part ways, you know, with us. But it was all in good terms, you know, because even with now, we're like, hey, you're still hanging on. Yes. Carry on, you know, swim, continue to swim.
Yeah.
But yes, indeed, it was exciting. It's what gave us actually the strength to say, you know what, we want to start this thing. They were individuals with a potential, and they gave us the foundation. So we are here today because they believed in us. That's number one. Remember when we went in, we had no experience, we had no references. So now at least with every client we have, you know, like your step down facilities, your old age homes, who want caregivers, you know, for us, we sleep better at night knowing that we gave another person an opportunity to find a job. So whoever we work with or we partner with, even in the future, we are happy to keep them on our database, because at any moment they know we don't burn bridges. They can still come back to us.
Yes. Oh, that's very nice. That's very nice. And what would you say in the last, what, it's now 4 years or so, at least three, if not, of running this this business. What has been some of the key challenges, and how have you dealt with those challenges? I know you mentioned something around employees as well. When the business was at least going down at some stage, you had to let go of some people and all that. I'm sure those were not some happy times.
Mm-mm, at all. Like I said, I think the one thing that kept me afloat is the fact that I didn't have a glorious upbringing growing up. Mm. As my parents were hard workers, you know, the best version of life for them at that time. But I wasn't like a spoon-fed child, you know, like, so I grew the tough muscle back. And I thank God for that now. Yeah. That I wasn't like a spoiled spread.
Yeah.
You know, so that when I faced the challenges, I was able to stand. Mm. And obviously, when times are tough, you get to see people's true colors.
Yes.
People turn.
Yes.
People walked out of the business with devices.
Yeah.
You'd call them back. Hey, bro, bring back the laptop. It's work. No, I'm keeping it with me. You know, it wasn't the best space.
Yeah.
That's where you go back to your Bible as well. You go back to God. You're like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
What am I not doing correctly?
Mm-hmm.
So there's quite a lot that goes into it. Then I did take a break for a year.
Yeah.
I went back to medical research.
Yeah.
I started a practice. I worked as a private nurse and bounced back. Last year. And we're still pushing, so it's like we're starting from scratch again. The work that we did for the past 2 years, now again we have to start. We go back to the same client.
Sure.
They're like, oh, okay, we signed up with another client for 3 years. It's bittersweet.
Yeah.
That's how I'd say.
Yeah. Mm. Sure. That's interesting. And the high so far, what would you say is the one point that you're like, yes, I'm sure signing that first contract or at least that first paycheck must at least have eased some of the challenges that you may have faced. What is the one high so far in business?
For me, I like the fact that every time I wake up in the morning, because before when I was working for someone else, I'd wake up and then maybe I'll say, I'm just going to see two clients and go back home. You know what? I have to go back home. I'm tired.
Yeah.
You know, I've done enough for the day.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
I can push till 10 p.m.
Sure.
There's no done enough because it's for me.
Yeah.
You know, it's a highlight. Some people
are
think, why will working hard make you happy? You know,
yeah.
the fact that you get calls, you get people that wants to do partnership with you, you're attending meetings, you have to travel, you have to meet companies in their head offices.
Yeah.
And that speaks a lot because they'll tell you, you know, others have been phoning us, but what you spoke about, we want to give you a chance, come and present to us. And you're like, wow, God, thank you.
Yeah.
And it's what keeps you going. And I'll say this again. If you want to venture into any business, if you're not passionate about it, don't even start.
Don't even start.
Because you're not going to have a reason. You're not going to have a reason to wake up in the morning. If it's your passion, then every day is a day to fight. Every day is a day to hustle. Every day is a day to start again.
Yeah.
And giving up is not an option.
Yeah.
You have to keep on pushing.
Yeah.
You
know? Sure. Talking about sleeping at 10 a.m. and all that, what's your typical day like, and how does that affect your relations, maybe particularly with your family as well? What does that look like?
Maybe that's why I'm single.
Now we know.
You must have a man who's also in the same space.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I've always thought that I would marry my business partner.
Yeah.
Because obviously, the person would understand.
Yeah.
What is it that we're doing?
You know,
because we're in the same space. You know, we're chasing the same thing, And in this kind of space, you don't want to go back home and you're calling someone and they're not available because they're also thinking, let me find other people to spend my time with.
Yes.
You just want someone who understands that,
you
know what, we're hustling, we are in this together. But eventually, maybe along the way, I'll find someone. But for now, we're still hustling. And but with my family, they're my dad now and then will call it like, hey, I'm just checking, are you still alive? Dad, I'm alive. So now I make a schedule, say Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays, call home, phone them, make sure they're okay. Even though we look after our parents, money is not everything. You can send money, you can send groceries home, but they still want to know that you, the person, their child, is still okay. If you are in business, make sure you have time for family. And I always say that if whatever you're doing, if you're not making time for it, it's not worth it. So believe you me, I do sometimes sit in my office and I say, you know what, I should be done now, but because I've got nothing to go back home to, that I will definitely make time for that. But it's a matter of saying, let me see my business grow, then we'll chase baby daddies later, not now.
You're not losing anything, I can tell you that. There's nothing out there. so you're fine being alone. Absolutely nothing out there.
let's hope so.
You're better off coming home.
On baby, what did you cook?
Exactly. You have no one who's going to say, baby, cook tonight. So there's absolutely nothing out there. Don't worry. In God's time. In God's time, I'm sure it will happen.
I believe so.
Yeah. Let's talk about now generating ideas. We live in an ever-changing world where, things don't stay the same and you have to find relevance for your business as well. How's that coming along? How do you generate ideas? Do you look at the roof? I normally look at the roof when I'm in my house and I'm like, this is all that I can do. How do you handle those?
Luckily, because I'm an academic, I'm a bookworm.
Yeah.
I'm always reading. There's always room for improvement.
Yeah.
I'm a person of research.
Yeah.
You know, I think if we didn't have research, we will still be stuck in old traditions.
Yeah.
But because I'm also passionate with diabetes, I always speak newer analogs when it comes to treatments. It's the same with business, you know. Right now, I'm in talks.
Yeah.
You know, if you're still working with paper, you know, no, people are in social media, people are in their phones, you know, so I need systems that will work for me that way. Even if a client in Cape Town is using my nurses, I can be able to, in a click of a button, maybe even on their smartwatches, the nurse will know, okay, you are needed on this ward tomorrow. They can click and say, yes, I'm available. And you know, so it's such systems. But I'm still in talks with my business partner to say, dude, please. Because you know, with technology, you have to have quite good cash flow of money to invest in such things.
Yeah.
But seeing your business grow, you know, it's like with a baby. You don't see it's instant Formula One forever.
Yeah.
As the months grow, that the food changes as well. So with any business, you have to accept change and you have to be flexible. You have to adapt. Mm. I always say, don't scratch where it's not itching.
I love that. Don't scratch where it's not itching. So love that. Now let's talk about it then 10 years from now, and we'll be here as a show to just review the 10 years with you. But where do you see yourself and your business 10 years from now?
In 10 years, oh my goodness. In 10 years, I'm hoping.
Yeah.
That the same services we are offering the private sector, we will be able to offer our state sector as well.
Yeah,
because we are changing lives, you know, from a patient to a nurse to the family to the whole community. We are changing lives within the private sector.
Yeah,
we are doing a lot of health awarenesses, health screenings.
Yeah.
We are putting a lot of emphasis on lifestyle modification.
Yeah.
But I'm hoping that maybe as avenues open up, you know, the state sector as well,
yeah,
will be well able to welcome such services.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that within the state sector, everything is tenderized and, you know,
yes,
tenders go to
yes,
special people and whatever. So I don't even know there. I'll stick to the private sector until I grow enough financial muscle to say,
yes,
you know what, I'm writing policies now to the government.
Yeah.
Is looking to what we are doing as a company.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting. That's what I'm saying. Hey, give me 10 years. We'll still be here. And we'll talk about now L produce at a very elevated level. You know, we'll be talking about billions and billions
oh, yes,
of rands from
oh,
here.
Yes.
You know?
We'll be speaking in dollars. We'll
exactly.
Speaking
look
dollars.
At that.
Be saying, no,
look at that.
We in America now.
Yeah.
My accent will be changing.
Exactly.
By
you know
well.
What I mean? Yeah. So we must sound a little bit more educated and smart, you know?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing. For young people, looking up to you and some that want to get into business, what would be your words of encouragement?
I'll always say have values.
Mm.
Stick to those values.
Yeah.
Because people will challenge you.
Yeah.
And they would want to change you into something that you are not. They would want me, that's one thing that I've always said, on this journey, it's going to be me, God, all the way through.
Yeah.
And if you are faithful to him, there are challenges along the journey, trust
yeah,
me, but you have to be faithful to what you believe in, and
yeah,
God will deliver. God will deliver. If water was able to come out of a rock, believe you me, there's no day you will go hungry.
Yeah.
He's always there to feed his children. But the best thing for any young person is don't change.
Mm.
Stay loyal, stay true, do what is right.
Mm.
And those that are backstabbing with you in the business, you stick to that thing, do what's right, wake up every morning, say your prayers, Lord, help me.
Yeah.
May I face the day, may
yeah,
I face the challenges that come on the way. Because one thing that we forget as Christians is that the evil one is forever
yeah,
surrounding us
yeah,
to give us challenges and to make us look as if this Christianity that we are always upholding is null and void. Meanwhile, we you know, they always say, oh, you have to join the Illuminati or Melutwale in Zulu to have money. No,
let's not do that.
Straight prayer.
Exactly.
I really would like to stand up one day and say it was prayer and prayer alone.
Yes.
That has made me the multi-billionaire that I am.
Oh, look
okay,
at that.
Okay, that's me in 10 years. Right?
Look at
that's
that.
That's me in 10 years.
Look at that. I love the sound of that.
Yeah.
It sounds really great.
Yeah.
Multi-billionaire. And it's possible, eh? The God we serve can give us multi-billions, you know. So I really love that thought. Okay, where can people contact you, social media, if okay, they're interested in your services and, you know, also some of our public servants that we respect so much who might see value in bringing you on board on their organizations and states?
Yeah, we are available on all social media platforms. I'm also on LinkedIn.
Yeah.
So you can inbox me there, Lindele Mimi Mvanjwa.
Yeah.
Our social media pages, L Produce Health, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube page. So yeah, our office line, 031-91-943-2016. So we have offices in Empangeni
yeah,
and in Durban, and also we do have a national footprint in terms
yes,
of the services that we are offering. Yeah,
that's interesting. As a side and last comment from me, you said you want to wake up one day and say it was you and God. There's a man missing there.
Yeah. That man will find me along the way.
We'll find you along. Yes, yes, man. Yeah. That man will find you along the way. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, ma'am, for joining us. I really, really enjoyed this conversation. And we wish you nothing but the best. And may God continue to bless you as you keep on touching lives.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.